Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Life is full of choices, isn't it? Almost too many choices at sometimes. I was just glad that when Tammy was talking about the red light, green light, yellow light, and she asked, what does the yellow light mean for, that Isaiah didn't pipe up and say, speed up. You always wonder what kids are going to say. But what choices are you dealing with? What choices are you facing today? Our lives are filled with choices from how to live, where to live. From today, how do we respond to the challenges that are before us in our everyday lives? Today, Jesus comes. We know that he comes and he is with us. And so I think the question that we find in our text, it creates a tension. It creates a, you know, yes, Jesus, if I were to ask you, if Jesus asked you, do you think I came to bring peace on earth, what would you say? Yes, right? Because when you think about the Gospel of Luke, when the angels showed up to the shepherds in that angelic chorus, what did they sing? They said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. When Simeon held Jesus in the temple, he had been promised by the Lord that he would see the Messiah. Simeon says, sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now depart, let your servant depart in peace. All right. Simeon received this peace. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, the first words out of Jesus' mouth when he appeared to his disciples were, peace be with you. So when Jesus asked this question, right, do you think I have come to bring peace? We should say, yes. But I think those two words after peace make us pause just a little bit. Because the peace that Jesus brings is between God and us. That through his death on the cross, his glorious resurrections, we have peace with God. But what about on earth? For the followers of Jesus, is Jesus guaranteeing us peace on earth? In Christ, yes, but Jesus says, no. I tell you, I came to bring division. This is one of those hard sayings of Jesus. I don't like to preach on this because I like to make you all feel good and happy, all right? But this is one of those things that when Jesus says, do you think I've come to bring peace on earth? No. I've come to bring division. What is Jesus talking about? As we heard in the Old Testament passage, when a prophet speaks, and he tells people to repent, that you're committing evil in God's eyes, that when you worship Baal or anything other than God, repent, turn away from your gods, deny yourself, and Jesus claims exclusivity. Follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have a choice, don't we? Do we do what Jesus says? The hard path, the narrow road. The world offers another option. The world says, why don't you just choose what's right and wrong, right? The world says there is no truth. It's all relative. You get to choose for yourself, as long as you aren't hurting anybody. What's your truth? What's your right? What's your wrong? Just be tolerant of everything. There are many different paths to God, many different paths to salvation. Our God is a God of love. He won't punish anyone. Do we hear that from the world? I think we have a choice. Which message do we listen to? Jesus says that if you listen to my voice, if you hear Jesus' voice and you respond by repenting and turning away from sin, by saying to this world, there is a right, there is a wrong, and we don't get to choose that. If we turn to the world and say, Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, how does the world respond to that? How do our neighbors respond to that? Sometimes it causes division, doesn't it? And so Jesus says, follow me. So I want you to hear and just know that as we live our lives, that Jesus is there for us. Just give me Jesus. But Jesus sometimes makes us uncomfortable. Jesus says in the voice of God and the voice of a prophet that he has come to bring fire on earth. Fire can do a multiple of things. Fire can burn away what doesn't lead to growth. Fire can burn away the impurities in our lives. Fire can restore it and make things pure. And if you've ever seen a forest after a fire, after 8 or 10 or 12 years go by, it's amazing the life and the green that happens in a forest that's experienced fire. Fire can purify and lead to new life. Jesus is looking at our hearts and our lives. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, there are parts of our lives where we try to hide from others. Maybe we even try to hide from God. But if we allow the voice of God to get into our hearts and our lives, to burn away the impurity, the sinful thoughts, the sinful actions, our selfish will, he cleanses us and makes us whole. Jesus knew that he had a baptism to undergo. A baptism and how distressed he was. Imagine, if you will, here in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is surrounded by people. People who are coming to him. People who want him to touch them, to heal them, to give them all that they need. Who is the only person that knows the baptism that Jesus is going to undergo? Jesus. I think that he knew this, it was distressing him. He felt alone, surrounded by people. And so I think in our own lives too, we can feel alone as we follow Jesus. There might be some times when the decisions that we make separate us from our friends, separate us from our families. And yet Jesus says, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus was alone in the Garden of Gethsemane. his friends fell asleep. Yet Jesus there fought that battle. He had a choice, didn't he, Father? I could do my will, but what did Jesus say? Father, not my will, but your will be done. And I think that's the challenge in all of our lives, to say, Father, not my will be done, but your will be done. Following and doing God's will may lead to divisions and troubles in this world. We may be alone. But Jesus says, I'm your greatest treasure. I'm that treasure hidden in the field, that pearl of great worth. I'm worth everything. So that we may say, just give me Jesus. Jesus gave his all for you and for me on the cross, so that we may truly have peace with God, right? Jesus died on the cross so that we may not be dead in our sins, but alive through faith and forgiveness, receiving the salvation now and forever in faith, trusting him. In Christ, we are not alone. We have this peace with God. So when we follow Jesus, you will have peace with God. Amen? Amen. But on earth, when you follow Jesus, there may very well be what? Division and rejection. But even as the world rejects us, guess who we get to gather around? God gives us a family. A family, even as Jesus says that father is divided from son, that mother is from daughter, mother-in-law from daughter-in-law, even if we're divided from our own families, God says, I'm going to give you a new family, the body of Christ, believers in me, that together you may not be related by blood, but we are part of the body of Christ together. We're family, right, TLC? We are family. And this is that gift where we experience that peace, where we experience that joy and the blessings, that we are filled up in the presence of God so that we may go from these walls, and that when the world looks at us, the body of Christ, they see Jesus. We know that Jesus died on the cross, but that tomb, 3 days later, it was empty. That we know that even if we die for our faith, yet shall we live. Even if we give it all as Jesus has given for us, we will have the greatest gift ever, Jesus with him forever. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, just give me Jesus. Thank you for Jesus, the gift of your Son, his death on the cross, his glorious resurrection. Thank you for the opportunity to hear your word, that your Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel into your body to receive all of your gifts. Thank you for the peace we have in Christ. Lord, as we head into this world, help us to take a stand for Jesus, to take a stand for your truth, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Fill us with your presence, with your spirit, that at the end of the day, we may say, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. We pray this in his name, and all God's people said,